Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man, Beach Bum God. Welcome to the off-ramp, June 16th, 2022. Wherever you're at, you're in good spirits. You're in good health. You got good energy around you. And if you're not, I hope somebody praying for you. I hope you get to it. Hope you get to it soon. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people that embodies the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets. Try to check out to see what, you know, things you're interested in, things I'm interested in, and we discuss them. We created the show because I wanted people to have real life conversations, not talk on the internet, even though this is done on the internet. But you know, I want to have like open dialogue, not just text. I hate talking on the phone. All I do is text. So this is a good break. This is a good break of, you know, being able to just call in with a bunch of folks and discuss the news, sports, relationships, have some jokes, have some laughs, get serious, whatever needs to happen. So if you want to call in, 929-477-3975, we got a bunch of stuff that we can rap about tonight. It's been a busy week, so I didn't prepare like I should have, but, you know, no one pays me for this, so, you know, it happens. But, you know, it could be some good discussions. We've got Father's Day coming up, so we can talk about how, you know, Father's Day, what it means to people. It don't mean nothing to me, but, you know, it's just my personal opinion. But, you know, we got discussions about sports, you know, comedians, Juneteenth's coming up. Juneteenth, we got a black holiday. That's not in February. Juneteenth, right in the middle of gay month. Gotta love it. Juneteenth's here. 8th of August will be here soon. You know, so feel free to call in. You can hit us up on the socials. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I need to get on this Twitch thing. I keep saying I'm going to have my sister set up the Twitch account. And I think she actually set up the account. I just got to set up the computer to use it. Now I got to figure out what y'all want to see, because I like doing a radio show where it's just our voices. It's just us conversating. But I know visuals are part of the media, so I got to see how, you know, the other folks that join us maybe can use the visuals of the Twitch show. Maybe we'll figure that out next week. But let's get no point bullshit no more. Let's get right to it. I got the lovely DJ C Siren in the building. She has a hot glue gun in her hand. DJ C Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. Good to see you. I got my man Blair in the building. Blair, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, blessed and highly favored as always, man. Living la vida loca. Out here just living my best life, enjoying this heat wave we got going on here in St. Louis. Lovely, man.
You had a what in St. Louis?
A heat wave.
Oh, it's a heat wave all across the country. What's the temperatures out like that? It was beautiful down here in southeastern Virginia today. It's only about 80. It was nice.
Oh, no, we've had triple digits all week. Like, that's before the heat index. So we like 101, 102.
Oh, I mean, did it be here in 2 days? That sucks. Well, stay cool, my brother. Stay cool. Man, 100 degrees in June, man. And we still don't believe in climate change. I got my man MX for money in the building. MX, you're welcome to the off-ramp, my brother.
What's good, family?
Not much, not much. Glad to have you as always. We can get right to it. Have a discussion on, I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but let me open the floor because I think last week we did all my topics. So let me acquiesce the floor to Blur real quick. Blur, is there anything specific you want to speak about tonight?
And you had a couple things in my mind, but before we get started, so I had a question, man, something that's been bugging me, not really bugging me, but am I the only person, like, I got this one thing, like, this one topic, and it's kind of a legal matter, but it's like, I ain't going to say I'm obsessed with it, but I'm just following it for, like, ages. And I'm just wondering, am I the only person who just stays interested in, like, one thing, like, no matter how long it goes on? Like, specifically, it's the Asian community selling, suing Harvard, because they, you know, Harvard got the quota on how many Asians they could take. And, like, I am so invested in this. I have no connection to it whatsoever, but I am so into it. Like, I'm just following every little nook and cranny of it. It's been for years. Am I the only person who like, latches on to one thing like that?
Hold on. Harvard can only – man, she is gorgeous. Harvard can only take so many Asians?
Well, it's their self-imposed quota, like a certain percentage of Asian people are they're accepting, which the Asian community feels like this is discrimination, and they sued Harvard. Now, Harvard has some of the best lawyers in the world, so, you know, they've been fighting it. And they basically, the Harvard's argument or point of view is, like, we don't want to be an all-Asian university. Like, I understand that, you know, all these foreign Asians, they meet the requirements. They get the 1600 on the SATs. They have all the scores. Like, so they meet the requirements to come in, but they want a school of diversity. So if they have 85-90% Asians, they don't feel like they're a diverse university, and that's what they want to be. They want to be a school of diversity with people from all walks of life and backgrounds. And the only way they can ensure that is by having a percentage quota on the number of Asians that they allow in.
Well, huh, that's an interesting. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Are Asians really that much smarter than everybody else? Like, would Harvard be only Asian if they just said, hey, we're just going to take the best and the brightest? I guess just the brightest. Would they only be Asian?
My question is, do they not consider anything else? Like, are they also the high scoring? Are they also doing the, you know, all the BS they say you're supposed to have, community service and... And
I'm sure they're doing some work at some type of Chinese food
store. Have you all seen the TV show Fresh Off the Boat?
Nah, I haven't.
It's about Eddie Wong. He's like a hip-hop dude. He played basketball. He's a DJ, like design sneakers. But it was like his whole thing, and now he has two brothers. And, you know, as soon as they came over here, it was all about – and I guess you hear the same stuff from a lot of foreign parents. How it's just about – no social life, nothing at all. You come here, you get the best grades. Your grades are more important than everything. And then after school, you go to the Asian Community Center to study more and get tutored. And that's where you pick up your service hours. You pick up an instrument, violin or anything. And the piccolo, whatever instrument has the least amount or of kids taking it, that's what you take up because that's going to have the opportunity for scholarship. So, yeah, like foreign parents like are really focused on it. I hate it's a stereotype, but my son's best friend is African. And all three of their kids went to the best school in the state of Missouri because that's all they focus on. And, yeah, that's just – I don't know exactly what the number would be, if it would be 100% or high 90s, but, yeah, foreign families, especially like first-generation foreign families, the focus is all education and nothing else.
Hmm. That's smart. I mean, you don't see them out here committing mass murders.
That Tom Lee's
got
is.
What Tom Lee's got?
In California, it was a church that was mainly of Taiwanese immigrants. He was Taiwanese also, but he comes from a part of the of Taiwan that thinks they should still be with China and don't believe in Taiwan's independence. So the churchgoers were people that were part of Taiwan's independence and being apart from China. They're two different thoughts and opinions, and he felt like, no, we still need to be part of China, and he shot them.
Damn. All right, well, that's one.
Yeah.
Maybe we're doing this wrong. I don't know. That's interesting. I guess that, I don't know. I'm actually, what you think?
Well, I think, one, I think it's this one of those stereotypes where it's almost like cars, right? Like where you think that's a status symbol. And I think that if I was in the Asian community, then why Harvard, right? Like it's Harvard got its name because someone or a group of people said that's the university that's going to get you the better education. But you know what I mean? That could be any, that could be Yale. That could be any school that you think can define that for you and your class of people. And so if the Asian community wants to sue Harvard because they want a diverse group, then why wouldn't they just choose to go to another university where they can essentially get what they want by demanding the same thing from that staff? So, I mean, I don't, to Blur's original question, some issues I do follow and I do kind of, you know, just, it's just interesting. So you follow the story, but to me, I'm with Harvard though. I don't want a bunch of Asians walking around my campus. That's not who I want as a, and I can do that. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that they're not good people or whatever, but at the same time, if I want a diverse population to have a diverse opinion and thought, then you'll want one of anything to dominate that, right? I want to kind of get a diverse thing. And so I think that I don't know how their lawsuit is framed, but I can think that it's kind of baseless, right? And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to have some kind of like lens of, you know, inequity or you know, I don't know. So I don't know what the loss. I have to do a little bit more research. But to me, I just think that that if you're a university, especially what private one, you get to choose exactly what your standards and how you meet the standards. And if I don't, you know, want a certain class dominating that, then I've got every right to be able to put stuff in place to make sure that my university is represented in the best light that I see fit.
I mean, I guess my question is, do they have limits on, and I mean, Blair, I know you're just, your question was really, do you follow anything that has nothing to do, but I just never knew this. But my question is, does it have limits on all races or just Asian? Because, like, do they want...
Just Asian. Just Asian.
Well, that's...
Again, it's discrimination based on race. I think race, yeah, I guess race. Discrimination based on race, which, again, you can't do that here. HBCUs would still have all the athletes if that was allowed. But, I mean, you can't discriminate based on race. And so Harvard is saying that's not what they're doing. They are ensuring that their school is represented the way they want it to be. And, again, it's a very long lawsuit because essentially Harvard is trying to get away with discrimination the way I see it. And I came on here a bunch of times and said, hey, I'm okay with it. I'm like you, and actually, hey, if they don't want me here, and it's not that they don't want any specific Asian, they just don't want it to be all Asian, but, hey, if I'm not welcome here, I'm going to go somewhere and create a space where I am welcome. That's just how I feel about it. But, I mean, I understand. Like, you don't want – no group wants to be discriminated against, even if – and, again, these are people who are eligible to get into Harvard, so they technically probably – in all likelihood, they could get into any school they want. If they don't go to Harvard, they can – probably are going to Brown or Yale or any other Ivy League university that is that prestigious.
Right. But I guess my question is, why have a limit on Asians when if they have to go through an application and acceptance process? This is my ignorance because I went to school, you know, to play sports. I didn't go to school for education, right? I chose my school, my college, just based on sports. Hey, DJ C. Sire, you can attest to this because I know Blur and Mexer both went to school for sports. Like, is there an application process, an acceptance process that you have to go through to get into a college? Because I know you went to a pretty prestigious private school. Like, why do they have to discriminate against the Asians? Can't they just say, all right, yo, these are the 10 Asians I want. Oh, man, all this picked the Asians. Well, let's, you know, these other candidates were good, too, and they got everything. Let's just mix it up. Like, why do you have to have on the books a limited number of Asians? Why not just accept some black people?
Essentially, that's what they have been doing. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut off DJ C. Sire, I couldn't hear. But just to answer your question, that's essentially what they're doing. They're not Asian community, it's a certain Asian organization that discovered exactly how it is. Like, there is a quota. It's like, all right, we got our 33% Asian. That's it. And so other Asians come across like, hey, I'm just as qualified as this other person. Why are they getting accepted over me? Why is this black person getting in over me? Why is this white person or this Jewish person getting in over me? I have higher test scores. I have higher GPA. I have all this stuff over them. Oh, because they're Asian, and because they're Jewish and you're Asian, or because they're black and we have enough Asians already. Like, when you say it out loud, it sounds fucked up, which I get that it is, but I'm still kind of on Harvard's side.
But to your point, though, Blur, right, when you talk about how they come over here and they say, all right, well, let's look at the dynamics. Everybody's going here. Everybody's playing the cello, so I want you to play the violin. So why wouldn't they use that same theory with Harvard? Why everybody want to go to Harvard when there's other universities, right? So if that's the theory that they've been raised on, right, where if everybody's going to one school, we're not going to do that, right? So why wouldn't they use that same theory and pick another university?
Because is there another Harvard, though? Personally, I'm not the big on Harvard, but there's always, like, Stanford is Harvard of the West. It's not like Harvard or Stanford of the East. Duke is supposedly Harvard of the South. Like, Harvard is essentially the standard. Across the world, they are. My coach brought this up when I was an undergrad. Harvard is the most known school in the world.
All right. So what about Yale, though? Yale's not? I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's only like seven, or it's not even seven. I think it's like only four or five Ivy League schools, because I guess they were the original ones, like the original big schools going back to whenever higher education started. So I'm pretty sure they're all, those institutions are pretty like high up there, but there's still only one Harvard who has like, you know, 23
presidents. Yeah,
right. Like there's still only one.
I think there's more than that.
No, there's more than four.
There's more than four,
Brown,
obviously.
Brown, Cornell, Princeton, Harvard, Yale.
Penn. There's a couple. Gunn, we had a friend who went to Penn, and like they had to learn all the Harvard, they had to learn all the Ivy Leagues as like one of their classes. And it's like, because I've told her, like, yo, the school out here is considered like Ivy League of the Midwest. And they're there is no Ivy League in the Midwest. The Ivy Leagues are these. These are the Ivy League schools, and this is where they're located. So it is a prestige thing that comes with being considered an Ivy League university, and Harvard just happens to sit on the top of the mountain.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
I just don't understand that. If you say, like, if the Asian community is upset because Harvard wants a diverse institution, and Harvard's goal is to provide a high-level education in a diverse institution, Asians shouldn't be mad that you let a black person in. Like, if an Asian's getting mad, like, yo, I got better SATs, and you let him in because he's black and I'm Asian, I would just respond, well, you should have been better than the other Asian.
Well, how do they know? How do they know what the SATs that somebody else got? Like, how do they really know that to be true?
It came out in Discovery. Like, this did come out in Discovery, and it was I got to remember, it's something Asian Alliance or something like that. So there is a specific group, organization specifically representing the Asian community in this lawsuit, and it did come out. Like, they do have a point. Like, and if they're there, they can say, hey, you should have been better than this person, this person. Any person, like, hey, I was better than this person, and you, like, I ain't going to front, black people, we've been doing it to, like they did in University of Michigan and Chicago, everywhere. Like, you were accepting white people over black people who were tested better. University Sergeant of Texas is the same thing. It's been going on everywhere, and then people complain about it, and they get caught. School get fined, and they got to fix it. Harvard's just like, yo, we're not fixing it. This is our practice.
Yeah, but see, this is where you get into what systemic racism is and what systemic racism isn't, right? And if you want to go down in deep in terms of what the plight of the African American as opposed to the Asian Americans who got reparations, by the way, and then wasn't even enslaved for 400 damn years, right? So I don't know. I'm a little bit sensitive about talking about, like, the plight of the Asian and the plight of black people being on the same lens. That's definitely not in the same lens of what we fought for and what we thought we would justly do based off of the history of America and all our fight. I don't think that black fight is the same fight as an Asian fight. You know what I mean? The ones that got put in those entrapment camps where we were fighting them all got reparations and shit. They all got put up in communities and all still had access to the same or more, right, rights than we did, right? And they got a whole city that didn't get burned down by mob of white people, right? Because there's Chinatowns in damn near every city, and you ain't never hear nobody in no history talking about that they burned down Chinatown like they did Black Wall Street. So I just can't, I can't just, you know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this then. From you're a black man, so you have that perspective. Do you think Asians, I don't say they don't care, because I'm pretty sure they might, or maybe they don't care about the black plight. Do you think they feel like black people have had it worse than them?
I don't give a shit whether they think that. I'm pretty sure Jewish don't think that they had it worse either. Yeah, we saved their asses. And yet they still came over here and leg up more than us. So to me, and then you look at the Asian, there's an Asian liquor store and an Asian business in every fucking hood, right? So we support them way more than they ever supported us, right? And so how do they get those businesses? How do they get access to that capital, right? So, I mean, I don't know what they think, but at the end of the day, if they want to talk about who their biggest customers are, they're going to point to black people, period.
And they're going to point to why they have gotten success and why they can open these businesses is because they stick together the same way they're trying to stick together now.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, we don't care.
They have access to that capital.
We'll be better than
anybody
else.
I'm not saying they didn't fight for it. I'm not saying they didn't work hard for it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that they were given opportunities and they were given access to stuff that we didn't do and that we're still fighting for. And I get that. I get that they go back home and they spend money and they cop money and whatever the case may be and they work and all that kind of stuff. I'm not taking that away from them at all. But at the end of the day, you don't see no Chinese carryouts in the suburbs. You don't see no liquor stores owned by Chinese people in the suburbs. Them shits are in the damn city in every fucking hood corner.
Hey, DJ C. Sire, I want to hop in. Go ahead, DJ.
Well, it's just to piggyback on what the next is saying. I mean, I agree. You have to consider the descendants of enslaved people in America and the immigrant story are not one and the same. Just because your background is coming from a different country, but the pathway is so different, it is not the same. So I'm agreeing with Maxter on that. Like, you can't. It is comparing apples and oranges with the black American experience versus an immigrant experience in America.
I always hated that term, comparing apples and oranges. They both fruit. We got New York, New York in my mind. New York, New York.
Don't hate my reference.
I support you. New York, New York. You got anything? Do you hate Asians?
You trying to get me jammed up. No, I don't hate no Asians. No.
You got anything on the conversation you got?
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. I mean, the topic kind of got away from what we were saying. I don't think we're saying that Asians should get in over black people or that the black struggle is, no, I don't even think Asians think they should get over black people. I think Asians think that the best should get in, and it's not their fault that they focus on the education more than the black community does. But in terms of, you know, what MX is saying, like, the black community has so much, so many different things to focus on. Like, the black community is focused on, like, just getting the community, like, Asians, but they're already past that. It's funny because anytime we get in these conversations, I don't know what I was watching or what I read, and it's just like, well, if you think about it, you know, Africans who are the best and brightest, you know, who are able to escape the slave trade state in Africa. The next best and brightest that had the good ideas and that could read and all that stuff were all killed. Then the leftovers are where the descendants are, the people who, you know, I mean, it's just, like, it's sad to say it, but anybody who, you know, slave owners.
All the dummies were slaves. That does not.
But anybody who would pose a threat to the way society was or could create an uprising or, you know, basically was popular, you know, in the South, they killed because they wanted dominance. Right? That's why a lot of us, well, a lot of our ancestors in the slavery days were only allowed to read the Bible. They weren't allowed to read anything else. And if you could, and if you proved that you were that you could read, they'd kill you. And
right.
Think about that. If you could read, they'd kill you. Something other than the Bible. So, whereas the immigrant, like you said, the immigrant story is different. You know, if you had enough money to travel and enough education and enough wherewithal and, you know, just worldly education to say, hey, there's opportunity over there if I could just get there. And if I can get there, then I could get access to all this stuff because, you know, I got a community that will be there to support me and all that other stuff. Then, you know, you're going to bring your kids over here. And so you might have not had the greatest opportunity over there because of communism or whatever. But, you know, you want your kids to focus on education. And Harvard probably gets the reputation just because it's a, you know, it's a big time lawyer school. You know what I mean? They write a lot of the rules and regulations in this country. So I just don't understand why they can't understand the simple fact that they want a diverse school. Like, if the school's goal is to provide an education to a diverse climate, then, yo, Asians, if they're only taking 33% of you, you better be above that 33%, or like I'm actually saying, go to another school. Go
just
to another
like
school,
HBCU.
Right? You could be
this is the thing I'm thinking
Bruce
about. It's this totally off topic, but let this just sink in. Japan bombed the U.S. We in turn dropped an atomic bomb on their ass, captured their people, put them in labor camps. Hydrogen bomb, right? Put them in a slave camp, got them out of the slave camp, gave them reparations, and they're still got put up in a better position than the slaves, right? Even though we were free, but we damn sure weren't free because we were living in Jim Crow, than the black people who didn't bomb shit but got brought over here by not even because we wanted to, right? But we still got put in a lower class than someone who actually attacked this the fucking country. Let that sink in. That's why I don't give two shits about what the fuck they think.
They're not being white people. But when I hear what's going on,
it's like, how come no one is ever telling their asses to go back to Japan if they want to all Chinese go all Japanese or go back to China if you want all Japanese or Chinese school? Why is that never talked about, right? Like it is when they go back to Africa. Like, how come that's never fucking being said, right? If you don't want diversity in your culture, you have another country to go to, right? Where you probably have ancestors still there living. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
so I'm just saying, and I know that's totally off topic. We can go down the rabbit hole, and I'm really not trying to. I'm just saying, like, that's that's kind of like the message that when we talk about affirmative action, right? And white people, that's what I'm like, Fleur, let me ask you this question. So I stop rambling. What is like the general media saying about this lawsuit, i.e. like the American? Because if this was a black lawsuit, we would be hearing about this shit all the time. So I'm just curious to see, why isn't this in the news?
Well, it is in legal news. It was a big deal, I think, when it first came out. Like, I remember first hearing about it. I think it was like on a 2420 special or like 60 Minutes or something. But this has been going on for years. I'm pretty sure, like, the person who, like, the family that was initially, like, named in the lawsuit, because you have to have one person be, like, the person, has already went on to another school and has completed it. Like, this isn't, like, something that just came up. They've been fighting this and going back and forth for some time.
Okay.
I'm almost certain Obama was in office when it first started.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so back to your original question. Do we follow anything just to follow it? Besides sports with me, oh, shit, turn the game on. There's a game on tonight. Besides, we're here watching Half Baked, having a good time. Besides sports, that there's anything, like, there's never anything that I'm interested enough that I would just follow. There's nothing that comes to mind. I've been trying to think if there's any, like, news item. I'll follow pretty much any sport, but I won't follow it, like, I used to be the type that knew, you know, the heights and weights of everybody on my team, where they went to college, their stats in college and all that stuff, and I used to go back and research and all that. Now, I'm pretty much like, hey, I got my teams, I enjoy them, and it kind of stops right there. Like, I don't really follow anyone's life, or, you know.
But wouldn't it be a story? Do you follow a story, though? Like, do you follow a specific story?
Like, the story that always interests me, and I want to talk about it, is, you know, China found aliens, speaking of Chinese. That's why they should get in Harvard, because they found aliens and shit. I'm always interested in space news, but there's not, like, you know, they found, like, human trash on Mars. It hits my radar because it's things I'm interested in the world nowadays, you know, anything that hits... You know, anything you're interested in, you know, Alexa hears you and then puts it in front of you. But there's nothing that, like, oh, let me keep following this. Like, the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. It didn't interest me enough to keep following it. Even, you know, something as serious as, you know, God, now I can't think of a name. There's like 20 of, like, all the black kids that cops were killing. I, even though, like, it was upsetting and I was interested in, you know, things that were happening, it wasn't like I was waking up every day saying, I wonder if there's any new news in this. So I don't think I don't have a good example. Do y'all have anything? I'm actually, do you have stories or anything that you follow just faithfully?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no real story per se. You know what I mean? I'm always interested in politics of the day and shit like that, IT stuff, but it's no real story like what Blur's kind of mentioning that I follow. So, no, I really don't get hung up on that.
New York, was you, like, following the 6ix9ine captain kidnapping, like, to a T?
Nah, they ain't my cup of tea. That not my family either, but, nah. I think the only thing I'll follow is like that, like religiously like that. Yeah, it's battle rap. Other than that, nah, I'll follow that like that.
Yeah, like as an account, I'm interested in stuff, but it's not really. I don't have any like guilty pleasures like that. So all right, well, good topic, Blur. It got into Asian hate. Stop Asian hate. Shout out to all the Asians out there. We love you. All right, Blur, you got anything else you want to finish your topic? You want to put a, what do you call it? I don't know why I say put a button on it. It doesn't make any sense, but I guess to close it up. But You got anything you want to end your topic with before we move on?
How you say it don't make no sense, then explain exactly why it makes sense. But
well, because if you put a button on something, it don't mean you button it up.
I mean, you put a button on it to button it up, but yeah. It's weird because I was thinking about this lawsuit today, and I was like, yo, I haven't, like, heard anything. I think I might actually have, like, a Google alert set, so I went to researching it, and that's when it reminded me, like, how long I've been looking into this and, like, just following up on it. And it's weird to find out something, like, not obsessed because, you know, I don't think about it all the time, but it's like, yo, I just can't wait to hear the new thing of this. I don't know. It was weird. I was like, yo, I wonder if anybody else has that, but... Yeah, man, it seems like it's not uncommon, but it is kind of weird.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're talking in terms of I'm looking forward to hearing news but not following, like I was really interested in like what was going to happen with the NIL when they started paying college athletes with the name, image, and likeness deals. Like I was kind of like, hey, has anybody came out with anything yet? Like I was pretty interested in that, but you know, I think that's anything that you're fleeting interest in. You know, if it hits your radar, you'll stop and read it. But following is a little different. All right, Blurry. Oh, let me go to MX. Is anything you want to discuss tonight?
Yeah, man. So I was listening to the radio. And I don't know, man, y'all down south folks or, like, in the Carolinas is crazy. Like, this Raleigh company, it's a pest control company, is offering, they say a handful, so I don't know what that, how many people, but offering a hand people $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches in their homes so they can test out this new pest control, like this new thing. Yeah. Like this new pest control technique to kill the cockroaches. And so I was just kind of interested in saying, my initial thought was, $2,000 is not enough. Like, are you kidding me? Right? Like, and then my second thought is that, you know, who the fuck would do that? Like, I just am I the alone in this? Because I don't, at first I said $2,000 ain't enough. Then I was like, well, hold on. Yeah, I mean, like, I ain't no way I'm doing that. Nope, not doing that.
I mean, I wouldn't do it in a house I had to live in. Like, if I had a secondary home, then, you know, like something that I was, like, renting out that nobody was renting at that point. But, yeah, I'll take the $2,000 because I read the same story. It's, you know, they're trying to test out a new method to kill cockroaches and pest control. And I guess these studies got to happen. That's how we get, you know, insecticides and all that stuff. But the good thing is if it doesn't work, then they'll treat your house with conventional methods. And the roaches are everywhere anyway. Like, you know, your house is clean when you don't see them. But, you know, when you turn off the lights and go to sleep, like, you know, roaches are everywhere. There's nothing that you can do about them. So, you know, for them to release it in your house and then test these methods, if I had, like, an apartment or if I had a house that I wasn't using, I'd take the free $2,000 and just, you know, make sure y'all clear that out before, you know, anybody moves in. But I don't think I could. Like, are they offering it to people who are actually living in a house? Like, are you supposed to release these cockroaches? I guess that's my question. Is this test supposed to be to people who are actually living in a house? Because I don't know if
I'm assuming so. Like, I'm assuming so, right? Because they got to, like, because these are the areas how they treat it, right? Because if you have an empty house, there's no food, there's no real, like, stuff for them to get into, crawl into, and it's for 30 days, too, which I was like, man, maybe I could chalk it up for 30 days, but no, like, what happens after the 30 days? They don't even define that, and the cockroaches probably lay eggs, like, on a daily basis, so, I mean, how, even if they're killing them, like, what are they going to guarantee pest control for, like, the next year? Because that's what they're going to need that, too, but, because 30 days, they're not going to be gone in 30 days, come on, let's be honest. Right, you're gonna do it for 30 days
unless it's that new shit. Unless they give unless they're giving their cockroaches that blue magic, they might drop dead on the spot. And you got $2,000 and no cockroaches.
Right.
Or are you trying it?
Oh, no.
No, I'm still under, like, MX's first thought. Nah, not for two G's. Nah, it's not enough. It's not enough. I can see why there would have to be someone living in the house, like, because you want, like, food left out in normal living conditions. If it's just an abandoned building, you're not going to really get a real test. But, no, not for two G's. Nah, I don't, you're going to have to give me a lot more than that. Well, I was just thinking about this while I was going back and forth. How much would I need?
Oh, I wanted to ask that.
I ain't
going to
front.
We'll go around the room. I want to get New York's thoughts to see if he would do it. But I do want to ask that exact question. How much would it take? New York, would you do it?
Hell no, I wouldn't do it. I definitely wouldn't do it. It's just like, $2,000 in it. That's what MX Your Money was saying. Like, I need, like, my service might go out because I'm driving right now. But, I need to know what's going on, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to trust nobody to release cockroaches in a crib or whatever, and you got some lazy study person or whatever who's studying this shit, I mean, not even doing this shit correctly and shit like that, and then next thing you know, after the 30 days is up, I mean, I still got cockroaches in my shit. Like, I'm not doing that. $2,000 is not enough for that. $2,000 is not enough for y'all to conduct a study while I'm still living here. Cockroaches crawling on my face and shit like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? Cockroaches are still there after y'all leave. You know what I mean? Y'all just study people. Why don't y'all release it in y'all crib? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that. Y'all got the money to do so. Release it in y'all crib.
It's a blessing that you got 4 black men on the radio. And $2,000 isn't enough to get us to do something stupid. But go ahead and ask your question, Blur. And then we'll go to MX to see if he had time to think about how much. What's your question, Blur? Do you frame it how you want?
I mean, it wasn't even just like a question. It's a question.
Did DJ C sign answer the phone? I didn't touch it. Did DJ C sign answer? Or she not there no more?
She lives with me. She ain't got no roaches. She ain't got no choice. DJ Cesar, you allow somebody to release? Hey, look, DJ Cesar and Bougie, $2,000 means nothing.
I was gonna say it's not high enough. Now, my thing is, I feel like since they're trying to, you know, see if they can test out. Well, there's two thoughts. If they're trying to test out this new pest control, whatever, it's gonna be up to them to make sure they get rid of the 2,000 or get rid of the roaches.
It's 100 roaches, right?
Yeah, but they're gonna. It's gonna be a million in about
12 hours.
So it's up to them to make sure that they have gotten rid of the roaches. So I feel like, you know, if they're confident to release those roaches in somebody's house, they're pretty confident they can get rid of them. But $2,000 is really not enough to start an infestation. And then, can't they find a house that already got roaches? Like, are they hard-pressed to find?
All you got to do is go to New York.
Roaches? That's my question. Like, I'm pretty sure they can probably find a house that's got 100 roaches.
I think that when you have to, just like in any science experiment, you have to have a control. So they have to go into a house and release an amount of roaches, and that's their control. So they know how many they put in there.
Yeah. I can understand that. But still.
All right, Blur.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I don't know so much as a question as a question I was asking myself is, like, what would it take? Like, what dollar amount would I need to do that to my house, to allow them to infest my house with 100 roaches, which, again, by the end of 30 days is going to be more like 100,000. Well, first, let me say, New York, they can't do it at their house, because if they do it at their house, nobody's going to believe them. The first thing we're going to say, man, that's bullshit. If y'all really did that, y'all should have did it at somebody else's house, because, I mean, if you do it at your own house, ain't nobody going to believe you. But this may be low. And I still think it's low, but I think if they're like, yo, for the same reason that DJ C-Side was just mentioning, that they're doing this because they feel confident that they could get it done. Five G's. 5 G's for 30 days. I might do it.
MX,
Man, he is bugging, yo. There's no way I'm doing that for 5G, so no way. They're gonna have to it's gotta be in the double digits for me, man. Maybe but I'll do a puff like maybe 50 pop. And then they're gonna have to guarantee me lifetime pest control. Like I need lifetime pest control. I need if I see just like a dropping of like an antenna or something, like they're gonna have to come out. Like so if they give me lifetime pest control for $50,000, yeah, I'll do it. That's what I need.
50 stacks. Yeah. New York. How
with
much
with lifetime pest patrol. Lifetime, don't forget the lifetime.
You gotta have lifetime, man. I'm moving if the shit don't work. I'm putting it up for sale. New York, how much would it cost for you?
I have to agree. Maybe like a 50 ball for real. Maybe about 50 ball and definitely like lifetime pest control for real, for real. But I mean like, oh no. I mean y'all documenting a process. Y'all in the crib. I mean, am I living there while this is going on? Because if I'm living there, I need higher. And then y'all documenting a process. I'm pretty sure y'all gonna be filming around the crib. I need more extra on top of that. I need extra on top of that. So I don't know. I'd be I need something over 5G. 5G's. I could find. Well, I'm not even gonna say that. But yeah, I mean nah. 5G's in 30 days. 5G's in 30 days. I could do that shit myself. I ain't even gotta disturb my peace like that. Hell nah. I need more. Like 50 or better. If you're gonna be filming me and putting me in y'all classified stuff, shit like that, or the actual scholarly articles that somebody can write a dissertation about that, I need all that bread. I need all that bread.
TJ T. Siren, what about you? How much would it cost for them to release 100 roaches? How much they got paid? How much would the bands make or dance?
25
stacks?
That's
a
little cheap for them. 25.
25. Okay. I guess I'm the last one. The caveat is if I have to live there.
Yeah, it's your house.
I'm not, there's no amount of money you can pay me that I will live in a house that you release 100 roaches in. Because that first night, no matter what you do, they're going to be crawling on you.
You think so?
Yes.
Just 100.
Just 100?
I think the infestation has a lot more than 100. If you see one roach, I think there's probably more than 100 in your house.
When they release 100, they not familiar with the building, so they have to explore that night. So they ain't found the 100 cracks and crevices where you ain't going to see them, or when the light come on, they know they can get low real quick and you don't see them.
You might be right, you might not. You could probably stay at an apartment or stay at a hotel room for a couple days.
If that's the case, then I'd take the 5G's as long as I ain't got to live there.
It's 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000, I'd do it. But you know what I mean? And if I go back in 2 weeks and they're like, oh, yeah, this shit ain't work, I'm just putting it up for sale. It's all right.
See, I think, and this, all right, and I understand, I said 5 was low because that's my low one. My initial thought was like 5 to 10. So I said 5 is like at the bare minimum I would take. I really think, all right, I don't judge nobody else's life. I know for a fact that I've been in houses with more than 100 roaches before. I used to spend the night over my aunt and my cousin's crib on Cane Ave in Camden. Roaches be on the ceiling broad daylight while we eating cereal. You got to hover over your bowl to make sure they don't drop in your bowl of cereal. Like, I could get rid of 100 roaches. If the test failed, I could get rid of 100 roaches on my own. Like, I've lived that life before. Like, I know how to get it done. So 5G's, he's like, oh, this is light work. Again, it's not a lot, but I'm like, all right, y'all gave me 5G's. I've dealt with roaches before. Y'all fucked up. I know how to get them out. Because clearly, I mean, I might get a lifetime of pest control, but clearly y'all not that great at pest control. Y'all couldn't get out your own bugs. So I'm going to come in and do what I got to do to get them out. And I made 5G's off of it. Again, 5 to 10 was kind of – ain't no way I'm giving y'all 50 or 25 to just give y'all some roaches, man. Nah. That's, I think y'all asking for too much. Y'all not going to make it in the test.
DJ, you sorry?
Nah, see, I will – oh, my fault.
Oh. Oh, I thought you already said something. Go ahead, New York, New York. I thought DJ, she's looking at me. She wants to spend some money. So y'all talk. I got to put y'all on mute real quick.
Yeah, because I would agree with that, right? I would agree with that, right? But I'm living a certain type of lifestyle now. I mean, I could deal with it, too. I'm living a certain type of lifestyle right now. But so you got to pay me for the inconvenience. Now, you got to pay me for the inconvenience. I'm not going back to that. What? We not going back to that. We living a high life right now. I wouldn't say high life because Sally Mae got me fucked up right now. But, I mean, like, I'm not going back to that. I'm not going back to that. Nah, you gotta pay me. You gotta compensate me for the inconvenience.
Yeah, that's where the 50 was coming from for me. It's not the fact that I've never been in that type of situation, or don't know techniques to get rid of them and all that kind of stuff, but it's the inconvenience of it all. And I think they would absolutely expect you to live there. To your point, Beachbum. But if you're just like kind of like, hey, we'll put you up in a hotel type of thing, $2,000, they pay for that hotel, then I'll take the $2,000 for that because you're going to put me up in a hotel. I can live with a hotel for 30 days, not a problem. Done it before. So, you know what I mean? So if that's the scenario, I would do it. But, yeah, if I got to stay there, though, you pay me for the inconvenience.
Yeah, you want to eat roaches while you sleep, yo. Like, when you fall
I'm
gonna
asleep, learn how to
you ain't
going to
be able, you ain't gonna be able to fall asleep anyway, yo. Look, fuck what Blur said. Look, I've been in the hood, too. I've been around houses where roaches are crawling around. I get it. I understand the struggle. I ain't built for that life no more, yo. I'm way past that life. My family has come a long way since that. Ain't no way I can deal with that today. I had to eat ants out my cereal before. I don't have to do it. It ain't never happening again. I'm not dealing with 1,000 roach carcasses because you couldn't figure out how to get 100 roaches out of my house and they don't die, they multiply in 30 days. I ain't built for that, yo. And then to sleep there, and I know y'all be sleeping with your mouth open, yo. The roaches gonna crawl right in your mouth, yo. You can get all that protein, you know. And Lord knows where the roaches came from. Like, how'd they catch them? The giant roaches. Nah, yo. They
yo,
call
real
them
question.
Crackhead roaches, yo.
And I know we done all been different, but when it came up, I mean, we done changed up now. Do people even still have roaches? That man for real. Like, I don't,
yes.
Like, I haven't seen a roach in so long. And I understand, like, I'm not living in the hood. I'm not visiting my aunt's house on Cane Ave with the roaches no more, but she ain't got roaches no more. I don't even know if people still have roaches as an issue.
Nah, we have roaches all over down here because we live near the water. So, you know, you see roaches just outside. You see a roach crossing the street at dusk. And there's big-ass roaches that live in the water. And you in St. Louis, so you in the middle of the country, so you might be all right. But you sit on your porch at night, a roach come run right by your crib, yo. Right over your foot, yo. Now, if you're diligent, then, you know, you spray outside your house, spray inside your house so they don't get in. You know, you might get one in, like, once a year or twice a year or so. But we see roaches down here by the water all the time, especially because we're on the river. So, and, like, we're where, like, a river, like, kind of banks into. So it's standing water. So we see them down here a lot. But, yeah, roaches is out here, yo. Look, I seen one. I was in Augusta, Georgia, on the river, and I don't know if y'all, not Augusta, Georgia, I was in Savannah, and I don't know if y'all ever been to Savannah, but they got a real nice river that runs right through the middle of the city. Well, the city's built on the river, right, and they have hotels on the river, so the river is real nice, but it's a deep river, so you see, you're sitting on, like, the rooftop bar of the hotel, and you see, like, freight trainers coming through down the river, down the city that are, you know, as tall as the building. It's just wonder, like, damn, man, those are some big-ass buildings, but they have a lot of roaches. I seen a roach. I seen one roach walk by, and I was like, all right, man, maybe I shouldn't eat here. Next thing I know, I seen, like, four just fly on the counter and just chill. it was like the Raisinets commercial, yo. It was like they started a new edition band, yo. I said, all right, yo, let me get on out of here, yo. But roaches be out here, yo. They still out in these streets. So, all right, are we done with the roach topic? Y'all got anything else? Did everybody get a chance to answer the question?
What was the movie? Y'all ever watch Creepshow?
Creepshow?
Yeah.
What is that?
Creepshow the movie.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part, the roaches one.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anybody know DJ Cesar talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Creepshow.
I know what she's talking about.
I'm glad we are.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that important to anybody because it didn't start a discussion.
It was great.
But y'all knew they doing a Squid Game on Netflix or a game show?
Oh.
I heard on the radio this morning. So they're doing like a Squid Game.
I never really followed Squid Game, so I don't even know what that is.
So Squid Game is a popular show that was on Netflix. They bootlegged, what was it, Red Riding Hood? What was the original Squid Game that we watched that we liked?
It wasn't original. It was Japanese, and I think it maybe was a little older, but Alice in Borderland.
Yeah, Alice in Borderland. So basically it's a bunch of people, and you got to play a video game, and you got to play a game for your life, like Duck, Duck, Goose, except for, like, whoever don't, like, land in the circle gets their head blown off. So now they're coming up with a game show called Squid Game, and I hope they don't kill anybody, because that would be disturbing. I'm assuming it's, like, Double Dare to the next level, where, you know, there may be injuries, but, you know, no one's going to be...
Or maybe, you know, kind of like Ellen's show where they drop you down in the thing, but you don't...
Yeah, you don't die. That was a good show. That was a good game show. So I guess my question is, I didn't really have a question. I just wanted to know if y'all would try to do something. Like, so if it was like Fear Factor, like would y'all eat a roach, a live roach?
Yeah, I would. Again, it's money on the line, and the... All right, so it's two things about Netflix. I understand they're doing it. You know, they had the original show. They got season two coming out. Kudos to them. I mean, I think they're going to have a lot of people. Cause I want to see if it's going to be $1 million, $1 million plus, because I forgot what the number was on Squid Game, but it was like you got like half a billion or something like that in the show if you lasted. But, you know, I mean, your life was on the line. So Netflix isn't going to give out $500 million, but they might give out $1 million, something like that. They've had game shows before. They give out like thousands of dollars. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm pretty sure it's game shows. It's the U.S. Of course, people are going to sign up to do it. But I really got a problem with them for doing this because Mr. Beast just did this. Now, Mr. Beast is like a YouTube celebrity star. He's actually like the biggest individual YouTuber. Like, he has the most followers or subscribers of anybody in all of YouTube. His name is Mr. Beast. He doesn't do any one thing specific, but he does like a lot of stuff. And he recreated Squid Game. And he gave out, like, I don't know, a couple $100,000, or it might have been more. I think he maybe gave out, like, $500,000. Or maybe it was $1 million. Whatever, he gave out a large amount of money to the winner of his own individual Squid Game. Like, so this is one person who just did this on their own. I say one person, but, you know, he has a crew and everything. And so now Netflix is a major billion-dollar company, and they're going to do the same thing. No, I need them to step their game up and do it a little bit better or do something else. Because if one person could just recreate Squid Game, what are you doing? Like, you need to show us that you're Netflix. You're not just a YouTuber.
I mean, maybe they saw his YouTube channel and said, we can make this. You made it a hot line. I can make it a hot song and get more subscribers and more ratings out of it. I'm not mad at Netflix for recreating it. Everything's a recreation. This shit ain't up but Double Dare. Just death.
Double Dare was tame too, so, but yeah, like, I mean, that's a problem. Like, be original. Someone already did a live action real Squid Game. Come up with something else.
I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I mean, I don't know if I'd watch it. I haven't seen Squid Game. Like I said, we watched Alice in Borderland, which is really good if you can stand the subtitles. DJ C. Siren, have you watched that crazy mess?
You can watch it in Dove.
Yeah, the Doves are bad.
Yeah, I hate
them. Speaking of Asian hate.
I like
so. Oh, I was just... But yeah, Alice in Borderland was good. Did they come out with another season?
Not yet. I
guess Squid Game kind of messed them up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, do you think anybody, and y'all, make sure, you think they're going to kill anybody on the new Squid Game Netflix? Because they did have a TV show in Russia where, like, men were hunting each other.
Yeah, so I was ready to ask that question. So, like, and that's a great game. People, you watch people get killed? And they showed that?
In the TV show.
Really?
Yeah, it's a TV show. You're like, you ain't never seen Terminator. People die all the time.
Yeah, but I just didn't. Oh, so it was a TV. It wasn't real.
No. It was a TV show. It's fiction.
That's what I'm saying. I thought this was real. I'm like, you know, what is going on? Like, people just dying?
No.
Okay.
Squid Game
was
a real game.
Okay.
But it's now about to be a real game.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with Blur then. Like, yo, come up with your own shit. Like, why are you copying? I think it's...
I mean, Jay-Z did it. We all love Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? Jay-Z took the line from another rapper. Netflix is going to take the show from an individual YouTuber. Like, come on, man. You're too big for that. Or you should be too big for that. And it's going to be whack. The reason Mr. Beast could do it is because he's an individual that we knew, like, he made it funny. Of course, nobody's going to die. Netflix is just making another game show, like Ellen's Game of Games. Like, come up with something else.
Look, man, Jay-Z took a whole song from Chris and Neef, yeah. Not Chris and Neef. That was Emilio Sparks. It was one of his biggest hits.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Hov if you're listening, y'all. I'm a fan. damn, what else was I going to say about that Squid Game? All right, I guess nobody really cares. I'm gonna try to watch it. But, oh, that's what Netflix had, the game show. Like, Netflix does Netflix does well with game shows. Have y'all ever seen The Floor is Lava? None of y'all have seen it?
Well, no. Floor is Lava is one of those shows you watch it and you just get hooked for a long time. Again, it's not The Floor is Lava. It's just Floor is Lava. It's just one of those things. It's one of those shows you watch it in the beginning, like you don't really care how it ends. I think it's a little bit too long, and that's saying a lot for like a 20-minute episode. Like, all right, man, we saw the funny part. You showed us how the obstacle course go. We don't really got to see the whole thing and see who wins.
So you watched it, Blur?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things like Law and Order, like you get into a marathon. Like you sit down on a Saturday morning, put on Floor is Lava, you might not get up till Sunday morning.
New York, you watched it?
Look, I think I have, but I'm not sure. You got to explain it to me for me to confirm, but yeah, I think I have, but I'm not sure.
Why is this Tupac birthday blocked if this is the NWA? All right. MX, have you seen it? I know. I'm gonna explain it to New York. I just want to see if MX has seen it.
Seen what?
Floor is Lava.
Oh yeah, nah. All right,
so it's this Netflix show where it's basically what was the old game that you couldn't touch the ground, New York. I forgot what it was. But
the Floor is Lava. That was what it was called. That's what you used to call it.
Was that the game that we used to play?
Or can't touch the floor.
I mean, yeah, I guess it was just called can't touch the floor. But, yeah, basically, New York City, you got to get from one side of an obstacle course to the other to basically, you know, open up like a treasure chest. But the floor is like lava, and they got shit shooting at you from the floor, and you can't let the lava touch you or you die, you know?
It's bubbling water, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's and Blur is right. Once you see it once, you get the gist of the show, and you don't really need to see the entire season, but the entire season is entertaining. Because it's just like Wipeout. Have you ever seen Wipeout? Like, once you understand the premise, you don't have to see it a bunch of times, but it's entertaining because they put people who aren't athletic on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, not so much as you don't see it, but once you see one person wipe out, or once you see one person, once you see, like, in Florida Live, but once you see one team or one person make it across and they get to the end, you don't really need to see the other teams. Like, you kind of, like, if you ain't got nothing to do, you'll sit there and watch and see who got the fastest time. But, all right, we seen one person make it. We seen they're going to crawl along the wall. You know what I mean? They're going to lower the drawbridge. Like, once you see somebody make it, that's it. Move on to the next episode.
All right. Well, I'm interested in the funny thing is I say I'm interested in the Squid Game Netflix show, but it's one of those things where Blur said, like, I'll never check for it, so if it comes out, I probably won't even know it. Like, DJ C-Siren is going to have to tell me, oh, that show came out, and I'll say, oh, okay, well, maybe we'll watch it. All right.
Hold up, man. Speaking of which, you had this on the topic list, man, before you move on, but because you just triggered me a little bit with this, you enter it into stuff, but you ain't going to watch it. You ain't going to know when it come out. And I'm going to put this on DJ C-Siren. I'm going to blame her for this. How are you just now watching The Boys?
Yo, this shit is so funny.
Actually, it's one of the things that, you know, it happens with couples. You know, I started watching it. I got almost through.
Is that what we are, a couple?
Yeah, we're a married couple. But it doesn't have to be married, so I just said a couple. Whatever, man. I started watching the first three episodes, and I was like, yo, Beach Bum Gun's going to have to watch this. So I finally got him to sit down, and we watched the first episode, and then some sports came on. So I felt like I'd be cheating if I continued to watch it without him because he wanted to watch it. So here we are, what, a year?
Yeah,
sure. A year later, finally getting back to it. So I started watching it a little while ago, and actually when it was first at Humble Brag, when it was when they were first out at San Diego Comic-Con, you know, it was like, oh, okay, this sounds like a show I want to watch. But yeah, so we finally sat down and kind of restarted, especially since the new season's out, so we're trying to catch up.
Because is it that popular of a show? Like, is this a show that a lot of people, is this like Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Type of.
Well, or maybe not Game of Thrones level, but this is a very popular show. I think it was actually Prime's number one show for, especially like its first season, number one show for a while. Now, again, that may not be saying a lot because how many people watch TV shows on Amazon Prime, but this was very popular.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's entertaining. Like, it's funny. Like, it's one of those things where it's a little bit too gory for me because it's like the Kingsman show where, like, the gore is – you could tell they make the gore over the top or make the blood over the blood over the top just for effect. And, you know, I've broken, you know, my leg before. I've had multiple surgeries. So anytime I see stuff like that, it kind of bothers me. One of my best friends – elbow got dislocated in a football game and I ran over there and I saw his arm one way and his shoulder the other and I almost fell out. When my son was born, I almost passed out. So I don't like gore stuff, but it's funny enough where it keeps me engaged. Like, they do a real good job of mixing the funny with, you know, like horror. Not horror, but just gore action, I guess. And it's entertaining, man. MX, have you seen The Boys? I don't know. MX, your fall off. He got us on mute. You got us on mute?
Yeah.
He might have passed out.
I've seen The Boys. I didn't pick up on past season two, though. It just got hectic, so I forgot. So I got to pick it back up. But it is a nice show, though. Crazy as hell.
So you've gone through the first three seasons?
No. Yeah, no. I went through season one, and I got like three episodes into season two. So I need to go back and watch it is what I'm saying.
New York, what about you?
Gory, crazy, it's a lot. That show is definitely a lot. It's a good show, but that show is definitely a lot. That shit is wild. I would have never thought a superhero movie like that would be like that. But I mean, it's a good show. But it's a step past gory. It's a step past crazy.
What's my
that
car?
Shit is
what's my car?
Up there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like what shows like capture your attention? Because I'll watch just sports all day and all night, unless the sports like this Boston New York game. Boston Golden State game, which is just a blowout. Looks like Golden State's going to win their championship. Like I'll have it on, I'll pay attention, but I won't be that in deep because it's not that entertaining. So I'll just watch sports. But like when DJ C. Tyron gets me to watch these shows, like I'm always apprehensive because I don't feel like having to watch, 40 hours of TV, because that's what these shows end up being. But there's always something that gets you. I fought DJ C. Tyron for a long time watching Game of Thrones. It just wasn't something that I was interested in. And then she made me watch one episode, and, hey, watch out background noise. And next thing you know, Jamie pushed that little boy out the window and made him a cripple. I said, oh, I got to watch this now. Like, whoever wrote this is out of their mind. So The Boys, the first big thing since y'all all seen it was when dude ran through the girl, he was just holding her arms. And I was like, oh, this is a little wild, but I don't know if that would get me. But I think the thing that has me wanting to watch this show again is because they just ran over a dolphin. And I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. Like, it had no point in the show. And you could tell that they were just getting on the real serious because the evil Superman just bounced on a plane that was going down, and they had to do something to lighten the mood because they made the whole don't leave me, please take my kids at least, and he was like, nah, they gonna snitch, we out. And they had to do something to lighten the mood, and they killed the dolphin that my man stole from an aquarium. But I was like, okay, I like what the writers are doing. So I think I'm interested in watching the show again. And it is entertaining. It is a bit all over the place, though. I feel like the girl Starlight's going to die because, there's previews for The Boys 3, and she ain't in none of them. And right now she's like a main character in this first one. So I feel like they're going to off her.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but when they blew up Invisible Man by sticking a bomb up his butthole, how'd they find it if he was asleep, if he was invisible? Like, I know they shocked him and he passed out, but, like, are you just, like, fumbling around until you find the butthole? Like, there's a lot of...
I mean, it ain't hard. With a body, like, you grab a leg and you just work your way up. It ain't difficult.
You think you can close your eyes and find a butthole on somebody?
I don't like how this question is going, but I'm gonna say yeah. Like, I mean, again, it's not that hard. Buttholes are in the same place on everybody.
I'm not finding no buttholes. I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't think I'm mad enough to put a bomb in somebody's butthole.
It's life or death, man. It's life or death.
Nothing. Well, he was in a cage. It wasn't life or death.
Well, when they did that, yeah. But when he was about to get out, and Homelander was flying around, and if Homelander found him, it was game over. So, yeah, it was life or death at that point.
Nah, by that time, Homelander had gone because they had blew up a building. So he was gone. So they had him just in a cage, but Homie let him out the cage, which was dumb.
Yo, watching, so, like, when I first came, like, I found out, like, one of the podcasts I listened to, they was like, it might have been from Comic-Con, and they was talking about when they first got picked up and where it's going to be showing, like, Amazon Prime is going to have it. So, like, I knew it was coming and everything. So one of the things I watched was a panel discussion, and it was, like, the cast of The Boys. Let me tell you this. Like, I now believe that Superman can fool people just by putting glasses on. Because the dude who played Homelander was sitting right there with glasses on, and I did not know who he was. Like, and then, like, he didn't change much else. He's not a small dude, so, like, I understand, like, on the show he might have some padded muscles on, but not a lot. And I did not know who it was until, like, they put up the nameplate, like, the thing in the car at the bottom, like, such and such plays Homelander. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's him? All he did was have glasses on, and I couldn't tell that it was Homelander. I was completely surprised. And he was talking all nerdy and everything. So that's it, too. He was talking nerdy. He had glasses on. I thought he was, like, one of the writers or something, like a director. Nah, this is the big bad of the whole show.
Yeah, see, I'm bad with that anyway. Like, if – like, there's people that, you know, DJ Cesarean recognize when we're out that are famous, and I have no idea who these people are. I'm bad when it comes to stuff like that. So I see me – somebody could be sitting right in front of my face, and I wouldn't know it. But, yeah, definitely a good show so far. We'll see how ridiculous it goes, because sometimes you could try to do too – I mean, I got one of them weird personalities where if it tries to do too much, then I'll tap out. But
how far along are you and DJ Cesar? Are y'all still in season one? Are y'all still, like, early on?
Yeah, they just ran over a dolphin. The plane – the Homelander just let the people die in the plane.
I can't remember exactly. That's like midway season one, I guess, because he's already starting to show his ass. So.
Yeah, we're about season four. I mean, episode four. All
right, yeah. It gets crazy. It does get crazy, but I think y'all still going to stick with it. But, yeah, it gets hella crazy. Like, yeah.
I'm
some, like, real comic book
shit.
Because it's a comic book show, so it does get into some comic booky shit.
Oh, so this was based off a comic book? This is somebody really wrote this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Because it seems like it's like The Watchmen, because Kingsman is based off comic books too, right?
You said Kingsman or Watchmen?
Both. Both of them are based off. Because they're all like fucked up superheroes, right? Like gory.
Well,
it's that genre. That genre of just gore comic books.
Not gory.
What's not gory?
Watchmen's not really gory. It's more
the black Watchman wasn't gory, but the white one was.
No, wasn't. You haven't seen it.
The white Watchman, I watched it because I thought it was going to be a good superhero movie, and it sucked.
It's depressing. You did watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that terrible shit. I had the DVD when I was getting bootlegs out the
good.
Barbershop on Reichstown Road.
That
shit was terrible. Give me the black Watchman with the bad black cowboy lady. She still looks good at 50.
Regina King.
Regina King. 227.
Oh, no, Regina.
Regina Hall?
No. Regina King.
Regina King.
Hall.
Who's Regina Hall?
She's
black too,
though.
Yeah. I know she's black. Oh, all right. Side note. So, all right, so MX, are you on season two, New York,
yeah.
You all caught up?
No, I'm not caught up.
All right, well, I'm going to give y'all my weekly boys briefing. By this time next week, we should probably be on season.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I'll start watching again. This is going to be what's going
to
be.
Well, we'll let y'all know when we get to season two so we can have this discussion. Because it's entertaining. It definitely has high shock value. What else did we watch? Talk about shows. There's something else that we started watching. Obi, You're Not the Real Shinobi. Do y'all watch the Star Wars shit?
Yeah, I watched that. That sounds hard.
You like it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting you to like it. You didn't even watch Star Wars because somebody made you.
So that, why does that mean that I can't like it now? You didn't like Star Wars until somebody made you watch it.
No, I saw it when I was a little kid, when it first came out.
Well, somebody made you watch it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. No, I had the action figures first. My brothers had the action figures, so.
Well, there you go.
I still wasn't, like, 80 years old watching it.
We had the same book. We all, somebody always influenced us to watch something. But, you know, okay. All right, well, let me see if anybody else watches, because I don't want to give away any spoilers. So, MX, you caught up? Did you see yesterday's episode?
I didn't see yesterday's episode, so don't give that away. But either way, it still falls right in line with, like, The Mandalorian, and I feel like it's going to tie all the way up into that part, too. So you kind of see back-end stuff that, you know, if you're familiar with the rest of Star Wars, you would get it.
I just want to see who's seen it before we get too deep in it. Blair, have you watched the Obi, You Not the Real Shinobi?
Something wrong with you, man. But, yeah, I'm all caught up on Obi-Wan. Let me tell you this. I like Obi-Wan. Things like prequels, when they come back and they do prequels and, I mean, I guess throw in a story right in the middle of something like Star Wars seems to be doing, I like it, but I don't. Because fast forward to Obi-Wan and A New Hope, and it's not the same character. It's just not. And I understand they got time to get you there, but it's not, man. And I think that does a disservice because, and I understand, like, it's a dilemma. You got to tie – you want to tell a great story, but you also got to tie it in to where you first met this character. And, like, when the – I don't know if y'all saw the movie Rogue One, which is the story about how they got the plans for the Death Star. And Darth Vader just in there kicking ass. This nigga looking like he that dude. And then you realize, like, this scene is right before Episode One, and he moving all slow and barely could fight. Like, the two just don't connect, and it's like, that really kind of fucks it up. And I'm getting a lot of that with Obi-Wan, like, this is not the same character, old Ben Kenobi from Episode 1 or Episode 4.
Yeah, okay. But that's tied up the whole split stuff.
Hold on, I'm going to let this is a hot topic. I like it. Let me see if New York just seen it, because I don't want to talk too much about it. Blair, I thought you was going to say something. I'm glad you didn't, because I was going to cut you off, because I don't want to give it away from M-Extra. New York, have you seen it? And then I'm going to let DJ C. Siren get in, because she likes the Obi notion.
Y'all can get into it. Y'all, I mean, the last time I watched Star Wars, I was a little whippersnapper, so I probably won't watch this, whatever is going on right now, so y'all can get into any type of spoilers y'all want to.
All right, DJ C. Siren, just don't spoil the last episode for M-Extra.
Yeah. No, I was just on what Blair was saying. I mean, I can understand kind of what you're saying, but I guess for, I don't know how many times you've seen, like, the Star Wars franchise movies. Like, I've seen the episodes a few times, but it's been a while. Like, I think me and Beach Bum Gun, I had him watch them.
She made me watch
them. But it was a few years ago. So,
part of our vows. I don't know how she gets me to watch this shit.
So, I guess my thought is I don't remember everything about it. I mean, I know who Obi-Wan was. I know exactly, you know, but I can't remember his personality. Like, I won't get into it unless it's a, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but, like, I don't see what
you're pussy.
I don't see what you're saying. Like, are you saying I'm assuming, like, you're saying the personality of Obi-Wan was different in now in the series versus what when we first was introduced to the character. But I guess I'm just buying into the new storyline. And until I see the original or the prequels, again, I'm buying into it. Like, yeah, this is Obi-Wan, yeah. And it doesn't seem far off to what I guess I remember the character being or what he said, but that's because I haven't really
I never did a deep dive into the character development of all of them. Maybe just Anakin, because Anakin's my favorite before he. He's still my favorite.
Explains our marriage.
So I just don't agree, because it's not spoiling it for me. Like, I don't feel that pull of, oh, this is good, but it's not what I know of the character. Like, it fits for me, and maybe just because I haven't looked at it that deeply.
All right. Everybody got that. My whole thought is, so it's not bad. So when all these new, we've seen all of them, and look, I'm bad with white faces. Actually, I'm bad with black faces. I'm just bad with faces. I thought Obi-Wan was the same dude that white girl found on the island, and DJ had to explain to me that it wasn't. So then I'm confused on who the white dude on the island was, because he looks like the white dude in this show. And she's like, no, he's the dude who trained him. And I was like, well, that's why they look alike, because this is dad. And I was like, no, dad's a farmer, and Darth Vader. And I was like, well, Darth Vader didn't have any legs and arms, yo. How'd he make a baby? But this was before, and that's when he had the one dreadlock, like Tom Hanks on. So it's a lot going on in these Star Wars franchises.
It is a lot.
And, you know, what I've learned is the little paratroopers are terrible, yo.
Stormtroopers.
Yo, they don't have scopes.
They can't hit nothing. That's cannon.
They can't hit nothing.
That's funny though, because that's like their thing. Like that's a known thing. Like even in Mandalorian, they make fun of it. Like stormtroopers is having target practice and they still can't hit nothing. Like, yeah, they are horrible shots.
Like the black dude was a stormtrooper. Like he shouldn't be able to shoot nobody, but he was killing mad people. Look, he got himself a kill with the white girl, and I ain't seen him in the movie since. They done got him off the whole show. But I thought the first Mandalorian was good. Or they got two seasons of Mandalorian. I think I like both of them.
No, Mandalorian and Boba.
Boba Fett sucked.
Oh, yeah, two
Mandalorians. Both Mandalorians was good. Boba Fett sucked, I thought. This so far, I enjoy, but I just don't know what the big deal about Obi-Wan Kenobi is, because he seems like an old softy. Like, I thought he was supposed to be the dude that trained Darth Vader that was nice and all this stuff. He looked kind of soft to me. So, M-Extra, I'll let you educate me since you played with these action figures.
No, I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, I get what Blur's saying, because if you go back and start watching, you know, the prequels, and then you got the – and then – it's always something that's getting tied in, though. But you got to be able to watch all of them. And the only way, like, you can really do that is if you watch them in order, the way that they're supposed to have been released. And that means that you also have to watch the cartoon series, because they fill in the gaps, too. And so, like, if you do that, then it wouldn't seem the way that Blur is saying. But the way they're releasing them is almost like it's genius, because like you would think after all these like movies and cartoon series, like how can you still connect the dots, right? Like there's still dots being connected even in Boba Fett and in The Mandalorian, right? Like they're still introducing characters that you've seen before but you didn't know their story before. And so while you think that Boba Fett sucks, but what it's exposed to you is what happened after Jabba the Hutt, after he killed Jabba the Hutt, right? So, like, before that, we never knew what the fuck happened. It was never told. And then all of a sudden, you got Jabba the Hutt's cousins and shit trying to come over and take over what he had. But who the hell were they? You know what I'm saying? So, It's I hear what you're saying, but to me, I just think that, you know what I mean, like if you watch them in order, and not the order they came out, but the order they're supposed to be in, then you would kind of get it. And then you just appreciate all the other stuff that they're doing only because they're still filling gaps. like, how are you still filling gaps? And all these movies came out. Like, so I just think that that's the part that keeps watching, keeps me watching them. It's because every time you watch them, you see gaps being filled of stuff that you say, man, I've seen all that, and I still didn't know this part. So, yeah, that's kind of
yeah.
Cool. And in terms of just the overall, just to touch on what you were saying about Obi-Wan, like the split happened, right? They showed that part, and then you never knew how he found Anakin to start training them because you knew that he was supposed to do that. And you knew that, no, but, like, even before this, you all you knew prior to this part is that he's the one that trained him. You didn't know what, like, this other family had him and the other family had Leia. And then it ain't until, like, and if you really just before this part, all you saw was Yoda telling Luke that he had a daughter or sister. And then they figure out, oh, they're brother and sister. Like, so, and that's like an earlier Star Wars. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, you
after
knew
the
that
test.
They were brother and sister. Yeah, but you didn't know, like, why they were split, who actually, like, you didn't know none of that shit until this. So you could have been watching just those episodes of Star Wars, and you would have never known, like, how that shit happened.
I'm hoping Leia dies. I know she don't. Because she kisses her older brother or twin
yeah.
brother.
Right? You already know the story. Like, yeah,
I know she don't
already
die.
Know.
But her character in this show, like, I'm rooting for her to die.
She's a little kid.
That's kind of rough.
Right. She's a little kid.
For her to be so smart and wise, like, I need Homelander to get her out of here, you know.
You know what's funny? Is I think Leia is like this character is the closest one to how we see Leia in Episode 4, A New Hope. Like she
yeah.
was a smart ass, she was violent, she wasn't taking no shit, she was raised like a princess. So, yeah, and so I think her character right now is the closest thing to how she's going to look in Episode 4 when she's all grown up. So
but
like, and
just
some of this
smart.
Stuff. I mean, she's a woman, a little girl. I mean,
no,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like
this.
She's a little girl. She's a kid.
This ain't no spoiler because I'm actually seeing it. She was locked up. Dudes kidnapped her from the crib. She got flown in a spaceship and thrown in the hole. The door opens. She goes to attack, and it's some other dude. And he said, hey, your father sent me. Let's get out of here. And then she tries to run away from him. She's an idiot. And I wish she died. She fell off a building.
She's a little girl. She's a little girl.
Luke went,
right.
Nah, yo, my 8-year-old son ain't that stupid, yo.
Listen, but she also doesn't feel accepted, and she knows she feels something different, right? So all of them feel different, right? Because they're born with the Force, but they haven't never tapped into it yet. So it's kind of like they're always felt different, right? So, or they're meant to do something.
I just feel
so if you
like,
take that in consideration, then all the stuff that she's doing is kind of like she's just trying to find out what the hell her true purpose is.
Yeah, I actually like her character. I do. And like we've seen like from the animated stuff, like I watch all the animated stuff. I've seen the Clone Wars when Anakin and Obi-Wan are together, and I've seen Attack of the Clones and all that. So I've seen them work together and everything. That's like one of the things that, and I know it's like my mind is get stuck on these things. Like his name is Luke Skywalker. Everybody know there's an Anakin Skywalker. There are people who know where Anakin Skywalker grew up at, where he's from. But this kid's name is Luke Skywalker. And people are learning his name. In this show, his name is being said a lot. Nobody puts two and two together. Like, hey, Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, they might have been related.
They probably had twins. There's probably a whole bunch of Skywalkers. a little badass little girl running around. Her spoiled ass, she probably has slaves. Probably all a bunch of Leias. Leia Black. Leia General Sal. I don't know. It's a bad joke.
Have you watched them all in order, like as they're supposed to be?
No, I mean, I don't watch. I wouldn't recommend watching everything in order. I mean, I have. I wouldn't recommend it because I really don't like some of them. So, like, I have people I know who've never seen a single one, a single episode, a single TV show, a single movie. And, like, they're suddenly like, all right, you know what? You need to skip this movie altogether because it's horrible and it's going to make you not want to watch the rest. So, like, stuff like that. Like, episode two, I mean, I know that's where Anakin really gets introduced, but I was like, yeah, skip that. Like, just skip episode two. Jar Jar Binks, all that. Yeah, cut all that out. We don't need to see none of that. So stuff like that. I wouldn't try to watch everything in order because there's a certain parts of it that's going to make turn you off. In my opinion, I'm like, oh, like, can we fast forward it? Let's watch this in 1.5 speed to get through it quicker.
Have you watched all the marbles in order?
Wait, what was that?
I asked DJ C. Siren if she watched all the Marvel movies in order, as they're supposed to be in order. It's an order. Like, it's not how they've been released, but it's an order that you should watch them.
No. We watched Marvel just loosely. Kind of watched them when we watched them. Most of them we just saw with when they got released. Most of them. Probably.
She made me watch Star Wars Machete style.
Yeah, we did Machete I watched them when they got released probably. But yeah, we did Machete for Beach Bomb Gun.
I don't get it. It's just a... Anyway.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's your chapter.
Watch all the Star Wars?
Yeah, like, if they're online, I don't know the right order because I just got the list. It's a list of how they're supposed to go. Like, my brother said, because he's a Star Wars fan, my older brother, so, like, he sent me the list of, like, every movie Star Wars-wise. They probably updated it now because more came out, and you watch them basically in order, like, in order as they're supposed to be, not... And the same thing, they do the same thing for all the Marvel movies. Like, there's an order that you watch them in, even though they didn't get released that same way, but it's similar to Star Wars. I think they're following that same kind of footprint based on the characters. But you're supposed to watch in a certain order. Like, even if you watch The Externals, which is a Marvel movie, they talk about how Thanos snapped his finger and all the world came, like, disappeared. Right, so they mentioned Thanos, so that fell in, or so that basically would fall in line to where the end game was, right? Like, so it's an order that all of them supposed to how they interconnect and how the characters come into meeting each other.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off because when you watch it in chronological order, like timeline order. Some of it don't make sense because it's like you have certain things, especially when you start taking in the post-credit scenes and things like that. Thor was hinted at in Iron Man 2, I think, or whatever. And so if you watch it in a certain order, it's going to be like that doesn't make sense because you've already seen Thor before that because now his hammer is here. And so you've seen him, and now you show him this big reveal in Iron Man 2, but it's like, yo, there's no impact in that because we've already seen that movie. So, like, yeah, watching the chronological order, I guess it kind of makes sense, but I think if you do it that way, you're going to lose out on a lot of things in movies because it came out after other movies.
Yeah, so it's not chronological order. So, like, what you're saying about that Iron Man 2, you would have watched that, then Thor, like, and then split them up. So you wouldn't have watched Thor 1, 2, 3. You would watch that, then maybe Iron Man, then next, or then Iron Man 2. And it'll all fall in line, so you will see that. So it would make sense because you'd be like, oh, it was mentioned here. Oh, now here's Thor. Like, this is how he got here. This is how the hammer got there, right? Because you would never have that answer. I mean, you would never have that question because you would already see, you would already know why he already had it. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's interesting if you do it that way. Like, all of them are falling. I'll send the list. I'll put the list in the group, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Hey, I haven't seen the new Doctor Strange. Have y'all seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is the black dude the villain? Okay, let me make that a little bit clearer. Is the black dude
No.
Okay.
Somebody was talking, I didn't want to talk over him, but no.
So, the dude from Loki, the black dude, isn't the villain?
The one who's left.
Is he not back in the Marvel Universe? Because I thought his performance on that show was great. I thought he was going to be the next villain.
I think he's going to be the next big bad. I think he don't come back again until they do the Fantastic Four movie or Fantastic Four show. I can't remember which one it's going to be. But, nah, he's not even in this movie.
Oh, man, that sucks. I was looking forward to him being in the movie. I'm trying to find a good stream for Doctor Strange. But yeah, back to Star Wars. I think you'll really enjoy the last episode, M-Extra. Just so far, like, I hate to say it, but I'd be rooting for the dark side, yo. They're the only ones who seem like they got good fighters, yo. Like, everybody else can't, like, I can understand why Luke left, yo. Like, y'all saw. Like, everybody on the, and plus they all wear black, and I feel like this is kind of a racial thing. You know, deadbeat dad wearing all black, destroying everything. I feel like there's a racial component here. But, you know, if I just throw that out the door and don't let my black bias go into effect, like the Rebel Alliance, yo, they're terrible, yo. Like, how did this man get his arms cut off and his legs cut off, and he still survived to be the top head honcho, except for the ghost old-looking man? So Darth Vader's, like, second in command. He's, like, the strongest one out there. But you'll get shot with one little laser and die. This man got his body cut off and survived.
Anakin was the chosen one, man.
Nobody else.
Right. He was the one of prophecy.
Yeah.
He had the glow.
Right.
And why he ain't use the force to bring his
arms back? And they raised him up.
Why he ain't use his force to bring his arms back in the ship? You mean to tell me they collected Darth Vader torso, and then nobody think to grab his arms and his legs? Why would
it's one of those things like modern technology. We already got half robot, half humans. What are we going to do with this other human part? Leave that alone. We're going to put a robot part here anyway.
I mean, he got the force. He could just attach the body part to himself.
I don't really think the force worked like that, per se.
No, but I don't want to give out any. We'll have this discussion next week because I don't want to give out any spoilers. The force looks like it can do a lot.
Yeah, it can always do more and more, which is the problem. But to your bigger point, the bad guy always has the better stuff. One, because usually the bad guy is more willing to kill and to do stuff, and the good guy has got to fight with morals and stuff like that. There's some exceptions, like Mace Windu and some of the Inquisitors want to try to kill people. Cool. But that's in everything. Like, even in G.I. Joe, Cobra always had the best equipment. They always looked the best. They had the best fighters, like, I mean, but, you know, you got to have the power of friendship and the power of right and the power of good. That's how they always win.
So hold on. Right. Let me jump in real quick. So ain't Darth Vader, right, wasn't he trapped in a suit against his own will? And then he was forced to live?
Yo, the man got his arms cut off, his legs cut off, and he put his torso in some Epsom salt and water, and somehow it allowed him to live, and they put a respirator on him. Like, you know, when our old grandparents, when they smoked too much Newport, got to get a respirator, they gave him one of those. And they gave him the Will Smith iRobot hand that smacked Will Smith, but they gave it to both his hands and his legs, and now all of a sudden he's the best athlete in the game.
He was already gifted.
Yeah, but then he got everything cut off.
It doesn't matter.
And he still had a baby in the process.
Twins.
Well, he had a baby beforehand, eh?
There's no way those are his kids.
What? But no,
yeah,
after your question, I don't think he was forced to live. I always thought that Darth Vader, I mean, he wanted to live. Like, he would, well, I mean, he lost his girl, but he didn't want to die, not from anything I can remember. I don't think he was, like, trying to die. I mean, they saved his life. I mean, made him the $6 million man, you know, gave him all the enhancements. And that was just it. He just had to continue going on.
Nah, he wanted to die when he jumped off that little lava thing and the floor is lava. Obi-Wan Kenobi told him, yo, I got the higher ground. But if you watch the video, it looks like he was lower than him.
I thought he got burned in like smithereens, and then the floor, I don't know about Star Wars, but I thought he got burned in smithereens, and they put him in that suit. And that suit was his only lifeline to live, and he hated that shit. And then I guess over time, I mean, he just liked it. But, I mean, I don't know.
Y'all think Darth Vader pisses on himself in that suit? Like, there's no way he goes to the bathroom, right? You think he can fill his dick with the metal hands?
Modern technology, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can feel everything.
No way he's smacking ass with a metal hand. Like, you think he get confused on whether he like androids or not? Like, is he bimexual? Get it, bimetual? Bimetal, bimetual, no.
Bimetal.
I don't know. So all right, Bimetal, when you catch up next week, you gotta let us know. You gotta watch two episodes.
Yeah, I'm watching
tonight.
I'm gonna watch him tonight.
You gonna watch tonight? All right, yeah. Well, just I mean. We'll talk about Darth Vader on next episode because I got so many problems with him after this last one. All right. Anybody got anything left on Star Wars or the Marvel Universe? Since we touched on that real quick.
Yeah, no? One of the podcasts I listened to asked the question, like, is it over for Marvel, but have they plateaued? And I kind of think they have. Now, again, they're still one of the only companies that are making money, but I'm not really feeling it. I don't think I'm not feeling it like they putting out as high quality stuff as they have in the past. And I say that knowing that, you know, Into the Spider-Verse, which I don't put that as a Marvel movie, just came out a couple years ago. I don't think these past couple movies have been like really hitting like that.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse, I think it's the greatest cartoon movie ever. I think it took place over Street Fighter 2 and Transformers. And that's tough to do for me. But, I mean, I always thought Marvel was overrated, too. I didn't think, besides Ragnarok, I didn't think there was anything that was really... Infinity War I thought was great. Ragnarok I thought was great. I thought all the other ones were just... they were all right. I thought the first Iron Man was pretty good. I thought the first Avengers movie was really good. Everything else to me has just been all right. But I mean, but they're entertaining. That's what we.
You didn't like none of the Captain America?
I thought the one, not the very first Captain America. I think the second one when he got
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Look, I'm
good, New York.
Nah, I ain't mean to cut you off. Like, honestly, I'm waiting to see what they do with Blade, and then I'll make my final decision on that.
With who?
With Blade. They trying to do the reboot with Blade.
Oh, they got,
you know, Blade.
Who's playing Blade?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's guy again? Michael Jai White?
When that Blade movie come out, I'll make my final decision. But yeah, I'm really waiting to see how they do Blade. I'm really waiting to see how they do Blade because I like the Blade series, to be honest with you. I like the Blade series back then, but yeah, I mean, I think Blade, the first Blade and the second Blade, and then leading up to the third Blade, I think it's like I don't know about the third Blade, but yeah, you know I mean, I'm waiting to see how they reboot that character. Now, if that's a good movie, then hey. But I mean, if it's not, then I might have to agree with Blair.
What's Blade? Marvel?
Yeah. They got a couple movies coming out before Blade, though. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, man. I think they used to be hitting at a very high percentage, and I'm not feeling the high percentage right now, which I guess after you finish a big, like, 18, 20-year epic saga, there's going to be some fall off, but. Yeah, man, I think...
Man, it's been 20 years? No. Because we're...
It's something like that since the first Iron Man came out.
No way the first Iron Man came out when we were 20.
Marvel been on a run, though. I think that's what the really is a downfall. Marvel been really on a run. Marvel really been on a run, and then, yeah. Yeah, you just got to keep this shit up to par. Not saying that their movies is not filled with action pack. Everybody loved the action pack, but I mean, yeah. Some shit falls and some shit hit. Like, I don't know. But like Blade, I need Blade to hit. I need Blade to hit.
So you're a fan of the Blades? Yeah. So do you want it to be scary or do you want it to be more like a Marvel film, like PG-13?
I can't say that because like Blade is like one of those little that's a character that's a character like you killing vampires. I expect to see blood. I expect to see all that. I expect to see gore and all that shit. Cutting people up with the sword. All that shit. People getting bit by vampires. You know what I mean? The whole story. You know what I mean? His mother. You know what I mean? Give a birth to him, and then, you know what I mean? It's just the same shit. It's the same shit. But I expect, like, a vampire movie to have more gore in it and more like, that type of, like, action and stuff like that to fit that story. It's just like that. Now, if it's going to make it a movie to – if it's going to cater to all viewers, like how Marvel does it, cater to all viewers and try to dumb it down, I'm not with that.
Okay.
I don't think you want to get a lot of blood and stuff because, yeah, Marvel got to appeal. They got to appeal to the 13 and under crowd. I don't think you're going to see blood and gore.
All right. Well, we got to end this. It's been a good show. And just real quick, go around the room real quick before we get everybody's last thought. Did y'all know China found aliens today? M-Extra, did you hear about that in the news? All right, M-Extra might have us on mute. Or are you asleep? New York, did you know China found aliens?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I don't necessarily believe it like that, y'all. You know what I mean, because I don't want them to get credit for like the same thing that people got credit for the space wars. It's shit like that. So, if you say you discovered some, pretty sure somebody can say they did discover some before that. But I'm looking for the factual information. I don't care about what you discovered, y'all. You know I mean, tell me the factual information. Go ahead. Deep dive in that shit. You discovered it first, right? You know what I mean? Get in there like the fossil people. The fossil people discover that shit. Go into that civilization and everything. Tell me what I need to know.
Yeah, I knew you ain't like Asians. Blair, did you know about China?
I heard something. I don't know if I believe. Like, I mean, I believe they found something. I don't know if they found what is being reported that they found. Like, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
All of them get in to Harvard, and none of y'all believe them. That's fucked up. All right, we'll end on that note. Been a good show. Been really entertaining, man. And we'll have to, I'll give you my boys update next week as me and DJ T Siren try to catch up. Me and we'll also give you the shit. What were we just talking to MX? Oh, the Obi-Wan Kenobi update. And we'll talk about that next week since we're all watching that show. I do want to see the new Jurassic Park. I got to catch up on this. And then we'll end the show like that. MX, I don't know if you're still out there or not if you fell asleep, but you got anything left? You got anything you want to say to the crowd before we roll? I guess he out. I guess he's asleep. Blur, you got anything?
Oh, man. Shout out to my son, man. Just got another acceptance letter to college, man. Southern University of Baton Rouge. Like, I was kind of hoping he would pick Southern to go to because I want him to be close to New Orleans. I could go visit and have a reason to go down to New Orleans. So, yeah, shout out to my mini-me, man. Still getting some acceptance letters coming in. So, yeah, big ups to him.
That's still a funny as shit story that he was getting accepting letters through the email, but he don't check his email. Shout out to my nephew. Congrats on graduating. I want to talk about graduations next week, too. New York, you can take us on out.
Look, I got to give the first shout out, you know what I mean? Shout out to DJ C. Solid. Shout out to Beach Bomb Gums. Yeah, definitely shout out to DJ C. Solid because I don't know any shorty in my life that would ever wait for me to watch a show. They always watch a show without me, even if they get me interested in it. You know what I mean? I'll be like, you know what I mean? I'll be watching shows with my shorties. They talk about, like, we watch a sports or whatever. We watch a monster. We watch a battle rap or whatever, right? They get me interested in a show, Love is Blind or whatever, Real Housewives of Atlanta. The next thing you know, I'm gone for 2 weeks. They didn't watch about like 3 different episodes, and then I gotta catch up. So definitely shout out to DJ C Sovereign for waiting up on you and watching the shows with you, because I don't know any shorty that do that for me. Other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah, ain't no Asian hate over here. Ain't no Asian hate over here. You know what I mean, I think we do as African Americans. We need our reparations and all that. But it ain't no Asian hate over here. You know what I mean? Second to that, you know what I mean? Stay safe, stay vigilant out here. You know what I mean? Stack your bread, eat healthy, take care of your health, take care of your wealth, all that. And then I have to end it off on another note. You know what I mean? I don't like to be vulgar or anything like that, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be vulgar, but me and Sally Mae got beef. Me and Sally Mae got beef, you know what I mean? I'm going to open Sally Mae to the Frank stand. I'm going to throw a Frank at Sally Mae. I don't like Sally Mae. Sally Mae is crazy. Y'all need to know what y'all doing to people. I don't like Sally Mae. Other than that, you know what I mean? We going to end it off on a good note. Save the bees. Get a good night's sleep. But Sally Mae, I don't like you. Other than that, have a good night. I'm looking to the conversation next week.
Hey, maybe somebody put some roaches in your crib and you can take care of Sally Mae. You can pay her off. Till next week.